that time of the week to check in with our tech guy. Good morning. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Lisa Zizian. David Snell joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. All right, Lisa tells me we're talking about something called Clubhouse. Clubhouse? That's what you just did that in the tease, Lisa, before 8.
Yeah.
And Sharon McNamara texted in. She said, Clubhouse is all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this sounds interesting. Okay, so we're intrigued. David, explain.
Yeah, it is all the rage all of a sudden. I want to go back, way back in time when the internet was just being born for us consumers. We had chat rooms, but they were just actual chat rooms where you typed to someone else and they responded back to you. And that was probably the coolest thing you could do at that time.
Oh,
right. The 90s, right?
Really, yeah, really, really exciting. This was right before AOL came online, and then they changed the whole game because they had a graphical interface. So that was really something. But now we have the best club clubhouse that you can find that you can't join.
Okay, a clubhouse you can't join.
You can't join. So it's an iPhone-only social media app right now where users share audio clips instead of text posts. And you get into a chat room, and you talk to the people in the chat room, which is pretty cool. The challenge right now is that this is an emerging technology for this company, and you can only get signed up with them or allowed to access them through someone giving you an invitation.
Mm.
Wow, it sounds pretty exclusive.
It's very exclusive right now, and I think there might be a good reason for that, because just on the news, the chat room Clubhouse has closed down some site rebroadcasting their content. So the challenge is, like with any other Silicon Valley craze, the security and privacy of the users is not there yet.
Okay.
All right. So now
it's like in a beta test in a way.
Pretty much. And, you know, if you know someone who has an account, they can send you invitations. And the account holders get, I believe the invitations are around 3 per process. So you can invite 3 friends to help build this up.
I can invite 2. You want one, David?
You can invite 2? Oh, sure.
Just text me. I'll get you in. I'll get you into the clubhouse. Yeah, I joined. I was curious about it. When I first started to hear about it
for, Lisa?
I haven't really delved into it yet. Because I am setting it up still. So I downloaded it. I have an iPhone. I downloaded the app and it said, okay, well, we're not quite ready for prime time yet. And then lo and behold, about a week or two later, my sister-in-law sent me an invite. So she was in. So then she sent me an invite. She probably saw that I was in, I don't even know, the limbo that you're in when you're waiting for your invite. Basically, I'm at the stage where I've set up my profile, and now I want to find people to follow and to listen to different topics. So that's the stage I'm in. I haven't fully set it up yet.
Okay, so you don't want to be just a lurker, though. You want to be someone who communicates to help build this process or build the service up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it burst onto the mainstream just recently when, I'm sure you heard this, Elon Musk hosted an audio chat on Clubhouse with Robinhood, the CEO, Vlad Tini.
Oh, okay.
So when all the information about Robert in the past couple of weeks with the stock trading, that event maxed out the app's conversation rooms, and it was live streamed on YouTube. So what happened? Clubhouse has 2 million users now and announced the new forthcoming features, and they're valued at, now this is brand new, they're valued at $1 billion now.
Yikes.
And it's not even fully released yet. So,
now, for Lisa, what would you communicate with your family? I mean, would this be, could you have private groups or are they public? How does it work in terms of using it if you joined?
So you can start a room, certainly, but I would join and probably join conversations that are already underway. So it's like they're different spaces. Places in Clubhouse where someone is, they start a room and they lead the conversation based on whatever their specialty is. whether or not you want to listen to VCs talk about another round of funding, or you're a car salesman and you're going to learn about auto trends. There's so many different pockets of interest that you can, you know, check out or listen in on.
Okay, now,
exactly.
David.
Exactly. The hosting book clubs also, Rob, so that's interesting.
Oh, okay.
And passionate debates, political passionate debates,
imagine,
of course,
yeah.
And then comedy shows. So there's so many things you can do and so many things that people will offer once they get connected to this service.
Now, who controls the conversations, or are they stored somewhere? And, you know, do we also have to be aware of bad actors using these groups plan things?
You need to be aware of bad actors. According to Clubhouse, the conversations are not stored. So if you or you're involved, and you have to stay involved, otherwise you won't understand what happened in that chat room. So you have to stay involved in the rooms that you're in. Otherwise, when it stops being managed by the person who set it up, then it's just going to go away, supposedly.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. Well, it seems a fascinating type of thing to learn about, Clubhouse, and maybe you'll get your invite and you'll join too. So how can people find out more about Clubhouse, David?
Let's go to my website, xsmartit.com, and click on my blog link, and you'll get as much information as we can give you on Clubhouse, and then hopefully you'll get an invitation and be one of the few who are eligible on this new service. Like Lisa, she's right up there with all the IT tech people. She's got everything.
Text me, David. I'll get you into the club.
Have a great day, guys.
Thank you, David.
You too. Thank you.
Tech Talk, we do it every week at this time on WAETD.